It's time now on KROS for the River City Sports Review Show, live from Rastrelli's, 238 Main Avenue. KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman interviews local coaches and student athletes about their sports programs, what happened in last week's game, and what's up next for their teams. The River City Sports Review is brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union with seven convenient locations to serve you. And now with the River City Sports Review, here is KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Rastrelli's. Going to wrap up our 40th season. We got some basketball. We got some wrestling we're going to talk about this evening as well. We're going to start with Marty Marshall, head coach of Central DeWitt. Marty, we've got to talk about last night's ball game, the win at the Pit, 64-63. You have won five in a row. What's happening with the Sabres, coach?
Actually, that's six in a row.
Six in a row. Okay.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, well, that's fine. Correct me anytime you want.
So last night was an incredible game. Anytime you go to the Pit, it's, in my opinion, it's the hardest place to play in the MAC, just the way it's set up and where the student body is. We took a lead. I think we were up like 8-5 and then didn't take the lead again until with like a minute and 13 left to go in the game. So, we just continued to battle. We were down at 9 at one point. I called a timeout and then we went on a 9-0 run to tie it. And then, we just kept battling and, you know, made some good stops when we needed to. And we got the ball down low where we needed to against them because they're not overly big. And, you know, we decided to face guard their best player that's going to Iowa State. He still ended up at 25, but he had to work for every little thing he got. And they ended up only with two kids that really scored for him. So, I mean, we did a good job defensively. I know we gave up 63 points. But we did what we needed to do to win the game.
So what have you seen from your team in this six-game winning streak, coach?
I would say mental toughness. It's something we talk about. Battling through a bad call, battling through turning the ball over, you know, just taking one play at a time. And that's what we've really done. We've done a really good job taking care of the ball. During this six-game win streak, we've had nine or few turnovers in every game. And we've had a couple, we won with four. When you can take care of the ball and, you know, we're shooting at a high percentage, I mean, we're shooting in the 50s every night. That really helps win you all games.
So this team, you're sitting with 11 wins. Last year were 10-11 at the end of the regular season. Is there any comparison between the two? Because I know Meadows is there, Kruko is there, Keeter is back. What about the differences between the two?
I would say the biggest difference is we're very senior heavy this year. We basically start five seniors, two juniors come off the bench, but these guys have played together for years, and they've won a lot of ball games as youth. And even when they were freshmen and sophomores, I think they lost two or three games altogether. So they know how to play. They know how to close games out. I would say that's the biggest difference this year is just the fact that we've been able to close out some of these close games more than the year before. I mean, we're already sitting at 11. We got three games to go in the season where last year we finished at 10-11. So hopefully we can pick up a couple more here. I told the guys tonight, if we win two for sure, we lock up fourth place in the MAC. And one probably gets it done as well because the team that's right behind us is North. They're two games back. And they got a tough one against Muscatine. So I think we only need to win one to get the fourth place in the MAC, but two will seal it.
You know, you talked about, you know, these kids have played together for a long time. They know how to close out. There's just this intangible sometimes in sport, and you can see it from certain athletes. And you've got those athletes like an Kruko and a Meadows, success in other sports.
Yeah, so, I mean, really they're successful in everything they do. Football, they had a great run this last year. Made the playoffs there. Kruko last year made the playoffs in tennis. And Brady did a really good job of running. I think he even went out to the state there for that. So, I mean, these guys had a lot of success. And even some of the other seniors, like Cal Keeter, I know, ran, plays football. Schneider was part of the golf team and tennis with Kruko. And then Max Freshley was out for golf as well. And it's a very competitive group.
Again, visiting with Marty Marshall, Central DeWitt. Now, you've been in the Mississippi Athletic Conference for a while, so you're used to going to the Davenport schools, Pleasant Valley, going to Bettendorf, down to Muscatine. So I'm going to imagine now it's no, the newness is gone from the MAC.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows what everybody's going to do. We don't usually get a whole lot of new coaches in and out, so, I mean, nothing changes a whole lot. And it's very competitive year in and year out. It prepares us. I mean, I know we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
It really helps us going into postseason. And, you know, we have to play against some guys that are more athletic than us. We just have to use our skills to our advantage, and that's what we're doing. We're playing team basketball, and, you know, a lot of these other teams, you know, have one or two guys that try and take over, and we don't do that. We got five guys on the floor that really play together. Even the guys coming off the bench, I mean, we're playing together, and we play as a unit.
That's a good point. So this is the last program of the season. I hope to catch you down the tournament trail as we did last year, but all at home, Bettendorf, West, Muscatine. You know what Bettendorf and Muscatine are all about. So, I mean, talk about these games, Coach.
Yeah, so we got a big one on Friday. It's still part of the seeding process because our seeding comes out next Monday.
Right.
So the committee will look at that game as well. Bettendorf is number one team right now. So we watched film tonight on them, and I told the guys, hey, let's screw up their MAC championship. You know, let's beat them at home. And then they'll be tied for first as long as Muscatine takes care of business. And, you know, we help screw up that championship for them. And we match up pretty good to Muscatine. Bettendorf.
Yeah.
We match up pretty good to them. You know, we took them down to the wire last time, lost by two. And then we got West for senior night next Tuesday. They're going to try and get up and down with us and try and trap us everywhere and possible and, you know, and then we finished with Muscatine, in my opinion, probably the best team in the conference. I mean, I know they're game back to Bettendorf, but I think all around they're the best team and be really tough for us.
Saw Muscatine last night, of course, at the York Gym. And, I mean, they're all 6'4". They're 6'4 across the board.
Correct. They're big across the board, and that's what we struggle. I mean, I got a big team too, but, like, I got a couple guys that are under 6', and we just struggle to match up to them where, like, Bettendorf, they have a couple shorter guys that we can match up to, which makes it a little easier for us.
And a final question for you. Of course, you were in Des Moines a year ago. It'd be great to get back out there again because the experience of going to state, we talked to Coach O'Brien a little bit about that because Lauren Walker had that experience as a freshman and played well out there as a freshman. But if he can get this group back out there and if you can get this group back out there, what an advantage.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can take a team out to state, and we've had some guys that have played on state teams, I mean, it's to your advantage. I mean, because they've already been out there. They know what it's all about. They've shot in that gym. And it'd be the first time in program history to go back-to-back. So that's been one of our goals is to try and be that first team to go back-to-back. And, you know, we'll find out our road on Monday, and it won't be easy, but we'll give it our best shot.
As always, appreciate your time. Hope to see you in the playoffs. So good luck.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Personalized. At Pape Funeral Home of Clinton, they know that families are choosing personalized funerals. They will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. With Pape Funeral Home, the ceremony can be anything you wish. Perhaps a focus on their career or hobbies. Simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. Make it a reflection of your loved one's personality and a celebration of their life. Pape Funeral Home, 2308 Pershing Boulevard, Clinton, phone 242-3344. At Nelson Corps, giving back matters. Each month, they spotlight a local nonprofit through their Charity of the Month program, supporting organizations that strengthen our communities. The Charity of the Month in February is the Women's Club of Clinton. Nelson Corps has offices in Clinton and Davenport. Visit their website at nelsoncorps.com. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Nelson Corps Wealth Management are not affiliated.
We know the last thing anyone has time for is car trouble. For fast and friendly service, trust the experts at Classic Body Works. With our 24-hour towing service and full collision repair, your vehicle will be fixed professionally and back on the road in no time. Remember, it's your decision where you get your vehicle repaired, so don't let your insurance company steer you wrong. Make the right choice and choose Classic Body Works. Nobody notices our work, and that's the way it should be.
Well,
Well, he's been on the program before, but it's been a few years. George Pickup, he is now at Eastern Valley. Of course, it's Central DeWitt 4 years. So first of all, Marty told me that you were at Eastern Valley. You got the job just before the start of the season. How did this all come down?
Well, I knew the superintendent, and he had called me, but I think 7 days before practice started, they had a resignation that day. The morning, they had Pat Hartung was the coach that took place of Dan Beck, who was a wonderful 40-some years there. Anyway, they hired a guy named Coach Robert Albertson, and he was from Hazel Green, and I guess just decided to resign that day at an email, and they called me, and I said, can I meet the seniors? And I met them the next morning, and I said, let's do this. That's kind of how it happened. So I don't know who else they had talked to or whatever else, and I don't know what would have happened. I'm sure someone within would have done it, but maybe they weren't ready to, so because I didn't want to step on any toes of someone who might have wanted it.
So, I mean, what kind of an offense did you install? What did you expect from these guys? What did they expect from you?
Well, the first thing I started doing that night before I even met, because I have huddle, I started watching their games from last year, and I got on Bound to see their stats. And they had won 6 games. They beat Midland 3 times. They won a play-in game. They played a lot of zone, which I'm not a zone person. So I told them we're going to play man-to-man, and we're a man-to-man team right now, Gary, believe it or not. We play man pretty much 32 minutes. Offensively, we had to take baby steps, you know. We've got a big kid in the middle, so we wouldn't want to focus on him. We got a good little guard. They had a good success in football, yeah. So they're really good. They're some really good athletes, and we have a couple sophomores, a freshman and a junior as our top 7, so they bought into playing defense, and I tell you what's really impressive. We practice in miles, and by the time I get there, the seniors are already there because they get out a little earlier. They're in that gym before I get there, so they were today. So it's kind of impressive. They bought in, and they're having a fun. I give credit to those seniors for adjusting to a brand new coach 7 days before practice starts.
You've had success. You're 12-10. You got the number 2 seed in your district. You get to host the first game with West Central. Talk about the overview of the season. I mean, I would imagine it was probably a little bumpy at the start, but did you hit a point where they kind of hit a stride in the season?
We did. You know, we're in the Tri-Rivers East, right? And so there's some good teams in there. I mean, Cal Wheaton, Bellevue Marquette are really quality. For us, I said to our AD, Coach Irwin, who's our football coach, I said, you scheduled Bellevue and Bellevue Marquette back-to-back the first 2 nights you can play a game. I said, Lisbon and us are the only 2 teams. We played Bellevue first night, and then we played Bellevue Marquette the next night. So we got thrown in the fire right away. You know, and then, you know, we played Coweta, Midland. We played West Branch, pretty tough. They're a nice 2A quality club with some good athletes. And then we went on an 8-game, 9-game winning streak in the middle of that where we had a really nice win over a Springville team who seeded third right in our bracket. We beat them by 10, and we beat North Cedar. So we've had some wins, but there are some teams that are a little bit down in the conference. But I tell you what, the Newcomb kid from Prince of Peace is a heck of a player. He scored 30 on us. I love his game. So, and you know, I got to coach against POP's coach, Murphy.
Yeah, Murphy, yeah.
I admire him and respect him from way back. So his kids play really hard. So it's kind of been a neat thing just to get back into it.
So back into it. Are you going to continue with it?
Well, I'm running for House. This is not a political ad, but I'm running for the House.
Because I don't want to give anybody extra time.
No. I'm running for the House of Representatives, District 70. If I were to win that would be a very difficult thing.
Yeah.
Although I'm planning on signing the contract at this point because I feel like I owe that. In coaching, you get kind of connected to these kids and their families and their parents, and you kind of want to help them out for the next season. So right now I'd say I would probably be inclined to try to help again.
Okay, well, I hope so, and we'll get you on the program a couple more times next year.
That'd be great, Gary. Good reacquainting again.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Do you want the best of both worlds? Exceptional senior care and all the comforts of home? Then I've got the answer for you. Hi, I'm Cindy with Park Vista Living, here to let you know we offer independent living, assisted living, memory care, and respite care on our beautiful Comanche campus. We feature spacious units, a full activity calendar, transportation, and delicious meals. For more information or to schedule a tour, go to parkvistaliving.org. That's parkvistaliving.org.
Supporting the positive efforts of the River Kings and Queens and coaches is Custom Pack of Clinton and DeWitt. Custom Pack employees produce blow-molded plastic products that are used around the world. To do it, they recycle millions of pounds of plastic every year. Their ingenuity, dedication, and effort have resulted in almost a half century of success. Custom Pack is a locally owned company working to improve the quality of life in Clinton, DeWitt, and the surrounding area, and it's currently hiring in all of their manufacturing facilities.
Shop local online at clintonprinting.com. Order from the convenience of your own home. Are you ready to celebrate? Begin with unique graduation, wedding, shower, and all party invitations from Clinton Printing. You can customize one of our templates to your style or create your own unique design. Stop in at Clinton Printing and we can help you design your invitation or shop online at clintonprinting.com. 1402 Roosevelt Street or call us at 242-7895.
Welcome back to Rastrelli's. We're going to transition to wrestling. We got some great girls wrestlers here we're going to talk to tonight. We're going to start with Northeast Brian Farr and Skylar Wagner with us. Brian, first of all, we had you on early in the year. Give us an overview of the season.
We had actually a pretty good season. The first season as head coach, I couldn't ask for a better group of girls. As you can see, Skylar had a very good season, undefeated going into state. But not only that, we just had a really good group of girls that worked really hard, and we improved throughout the year, you know, facing challenges that we didn't know we could take on and overcoming a lot of adversity and just kicking off the program the right way, you know.
And again, kicking off the program. So how are you going to build for year two?
We're going to try and recruit. We got to get some more girls in there, do some work in the off season. Because that's really where you can really, get past people, and where you can really improve is in the off season when you work, when other people aren't willing to do that work. So, get some numbers in there, get some more work in, see where we can go from there.
Before we visit with Skylar, tell me a little bit about this young lady. I would imagine she was your senior leader.
Yes, she was a senior leader in the room. Her and Melanie Kenworthy was our other senior. But yeah, what a change of pace this year. You know, I got to watch her just grow and compete and really commit to this year as her senior year, and to watch her. Get past the last 2 years, and she could have just given up. She could have said, these last 2 years, I've had enough, I can't handle it. But she came in the room, capitalized, worked hard, and that got us to state. So I'm super proud of her. She's such a great kid, and I'm going to miss her. I'm going to miss her next year for sure. So, but no, really, really great kid.
Well, let's talk to her right now. Skylar, talk about this road into wrestling. When did you really start with the sport? Because it's kind of in infancy for the girls.
Yeah, I started in 2024. It just started, and I really wanted to try it. And my sister's husband convinced my mom to let me go out. And once I started going, it clicked, and it was really fun, and I really enjoyed the sport. And I was looking for that sport.
A three-time state qualifier, but I would imagine each year was probably a little bit different. So what was it like the first time out?
The first time I was really scared and I was really nervous to definitely go out in front of that group or in front of that crowd. And it was just really nerve-wracking, but I figured I made it this far. I can continue to keep on. And then my second year, I was also scared because I... was going through the year, and I think I lost like 5 times in that entire year. And going into state, it was just really nerve-wracking because I wanted to do better than the first year. And I worked on it all. I went in the summer, and I put in the off-season, and I was just really working for it. And then this year, I really worked my butt off to get to where I was. I was undefeated all the way up until state. I won my first 2 matches to get in the semis, and the girl I wrestled got 5th the year before, but I tried not to let that get to me, and I tried to just wrestle, and I wrestled my hardest in that one, and then I ended up losing, but I still tried to fight back as far as possible, and I got fifth, which I thought was really fun, and I was really happy with how I wrestled through state and all of season.
You are, of course, we're on the radio, so people can't see, but you're a tall girl.
Yep.
It does. How does that affect your wrestling? Because I would imagine you don't run into many girls as tall as you.
No, I don't. And it kind of affects, like, what you have to do, and it kind of affects, like, my shots and my setups and all that stuff.
So what are you aggressive, or do you, like, counter what the other person's doing?
I think I'm very aggressive. I like to be the one that shoots, and I like to be the one that's in control of the match and go at my pace and work on my setups, and I just like to control what's going to happen.
So you like to shoot, because normally, you know, the heavier weights is mm-hmm. usually a lot of more upper body
yep.
sort of stuff.
Yep. I like shooting, and I work on it all the time, and I'm comfortable doing it, and just working on it just definitely helps. So
you've had great success, so yep. is wrestling in the future for Skylar Wagner?
I definitely think it is, and I definitely think that I could be going to wrestle in college next year, and I think I could be doing pretty good.
I would imagine, having gone to state, and I'm sure there's some college assistant
yep.
coaches out there, you have probably had some contacts. What about the major? What are you interested in as far as education side?
I'm not totally sure on what I want to go to college for. I definitely want to do something within the agricultural industry, because I just grew up with it all my life, and I lived on a farm as far as I can remember, and I really want to do something within that.
Do you think it'll be in the state of Iowa, or what do you think?
I think it will be in the state of Iowa.
Okay.
Just because it's close to home, and I don't really know if I want to go that far away. So.
All right. Well, congratulations. Glad
Thank you.
Can make the program.
Yep.
Let's wrap it up with your coach here. So, again, trying to build a program. How are things on the lower level? What kind of numbers are you looking out there, Brian?
So we have a pretty good group of freshmen that came up this year from middle school. Had some good recruitment there. We're going to get one or two more, I do believe, next year coming up. But they did pretty solid. A couple of them with some winning records. And you know, I'm super excited and just super fortunate to be able to get this opportunity. But, yeah, the future is looking good.
Very good. I appreciate both of you coming in.
Yes,
congratulations. Best of luck to you.
Thanks a lot.
Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
10 out of 10 individuals who struggle with nicotine, alcohol, or other drug addictions started using these substances before turning 18. Young people who regularly receive information about the dangers of drugs and alcohol from their parents are up to 50% less likely to engage in substance use compared to those who don't receive such guidance. As a parent, you hold the greatest influence over your child's choices. Start the conversation early and keep it going. Talk. We hear you. This message is brought to you by the Gateway Impact Coalition.
It just makes sense. Today, more and more people are choosing to plan their funerals in advance. We found our families think it makes sense for three basic reasons. You can relieve an emotional burden from those you love, you can express your own wishes, and you can relieve the financial burden from those you love as well. This is Mary Rupp. For more pre-planning information, contact me at the Snell's Ordering Funeral Homes and Crematory in Clinton. I can help.
If you're in the market for a new car, it's time to let First Gateway Credit Union put you behind the wheel of your next vehicle. They offer competitive rates and flexible terms. New and used vehicle rates start as low as 5.35% fixed APR. Call 563-243-4121. Visit firstgateway.org or stop by one of their 7 convenient locations. Savings federal insured by NCUA. APR is annual percentage rate. Other rates and terms available, subject to credit approval. Other restrictions may apply. Welcome back, everyone. DeRestrelli's going to talk basketball once again. Northeast coach Brandon Hansen. Well, Brandon, a couple of wins. Got yourself in pretty good shape. 15-7 regular season. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's kind of hard to believe that, you know, losing all that stuff, all the guys that we had from last year's team, you know, having to replace some leadership and, you know, all those stats. And the guys responded this year and played some good basketball. And, you know, we came out with a good record and second in the conference.
two very different ball games, it looks like. Monticello 37-33, 81-62 Anamosa.
Yeah, Friday night's game with Monticello, that was definitely a defensive battle. I don't think either team wanted to make a basket. I mean, we shot 36% and Monticello shot 24. So it was definitely the lid was on the basket and it was a defensive battle.
And then obviously the offense got going.
Yeah. And then last night the offense got going in the second quarter. And, you know, it always helps when Jackson's out there. He came away with 10 three-pointers last night. So it was really clicking.
Talk about his season. Again, he's just a sophomore, played quite a bit for you as a freshman. What have you seen from his freshman year to his sophomore year?
Yeah, you know, as a freshman, you know, he played a lot of off the ball, so didn't have to really handle it with Gavin taking the reins there. But this year he was more, I would say, probably about 95% handling the ball, bringing it up for us. So, you know, just the strength of kind of seeing different matchups every night that people throw at him. You know, he gets blitzed, off screens, and just the decision-making has gotten better over the season. I mean, he's still making sophomore mistakes, but, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, this is just a learning phase for him, and, you know, as he gets older, it'll be a lot better.
River Valley Conference always pretty solid, and especially your division of it. You went 11-3, you tell me.
Yeah, we finished 11-3, and, you know, we kind of went in the last night kind of watching the Maquoketa to Bellevue game to see how that would go, hopefully for a tie in the conference title and, you know, be co-champs. But, you know, second place, you know, second year in a row in a very tough northern part of the conference is a great achievement for these kids.
So now you're on to the tournament. You got the number one seed. Congratulations on that. Did that shock you a little bit, or were you hoping for that?
You know, we were hoping for a one seed. You know, we weren't sure how it was going to go, but we were kind of thinking we would get a two seed. But when they came out, we saw one. We were pretty ecstatic because, you know, with the new kind of rule or what they came up with in their meetings this past year, we could get two home games.
Yeah, you're going to be a little closer to home than what you were last year, Coach, no doubt about that. So you would either get Durant or Columbus Community. Do you know much about either one of these?
No. It's been a few years since we played Durant. You know, they're not the same team that we saw a couple of years ago. They've got some young kids I saw kind of looking unbound. You know, we've downloaded all the film, so we'll start diving into both teams, kind of see what they run for defense, and then probably Monday we'll probably go out to – few kids will probably go out to Durant and watch that game.
Yeah, now you played last night. You don't play again now until Thursday the 19th. So, I mean, that's a little bit of time off.
Yeah, you know, that's a long stretch. You know, it's always nice to get that bye in the first round, but it's also you kind of are skeptical about it because you don't play for a good chunk of time. And, you know, we actually gave the kids today off, you know, just kind of regroup, you know, get some downtime, go be themselves, and we'll get back at it tomorrow.
And then, you know, should you get the win, again, an opportunity to host, it'll be on the 24th, and probably in all likelihood will be Mid-Prairie.
Yeah, you know, Mid-Prairie got that two seed, and then, you know, we're also kind of looking at Mediapolis as that next seed that we're thinking would be, you know, playing Mid-Prairie. So, you know, we've kind of downloaded film on both those teams, too, so we're just kind of in this kind of lull, kind of just watching every team that we've got on that opposite side and, you know, getting prepared for what we need to do.
And on that opposite side, because you got to a sub-state a year ago, who are you looking at there?
So the other number one seed on the other side is Iowa City Regina, who we played earlier in the season and kind of played well with them for three quarters, and then their size kind of took over in the last half of that fourth quarter. But, you know, that was kind of, we're kind of playing all year to kind of play some big guys, just kind of figured we'd probably see them again. So
okay, well, again, we appreciate the time. I hope to be out there on the 19th. Brandon, thanks so much.
All right, thanks, Gary.
Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Find a smart, direct path to the life you want. Whether you're starting fresh or starting over, Eastern Iowa Community Colleges is where it begins. Here, your passion isn't just encouraged, it's developed into real-world skills. Because when the moment comes to change your future, you don't wait, you act. With campuses across Eastern Iowa and programs that move with you, we turn potential into purpose. Eastern Iowa Community Colleges. Next is now.
Your appliance headquarters in downtown Clinton is Zirkelbaugh Home Appliances, 225 5th Avenue South. They have a store filled with Blemish refrigerators at amazing prices. Zirkelbaugh's features the name brand you know and trust, like Frigidaire, KitchenAid, Amana, Whirlpool, and Maytag, plus Z-Line ranges and LG TVs. Be sure to ask about financing as you make your decision. With every sale, backed by service. Zirkelbaugh Home Appliances, 225 5th Avenue South. And you can always visit zirkelbaugh.com.
Your business deserves more than just a bank. You deserve a partner. Citizens First Bank delivers total business solutions. Cash management, our express courier service, automated payroll, and lending options tailored to you. Banking as it should be. Personal and powerful. Start today at gocfb.bank. Your business doesn't stop, and neither do we. Citizens First Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Rastrelli's. Well, a real pleasure to have on the program Adam Grelli, brought his daughter along with him as well, Greenlee. Adam, second, third year for the program for you. How long with the wrestling now?
Four seasons.
This is your fourth year. How did you end up taking on this?
Yeah, there was basically an opening, and I was looking for something a little different and just a challenge. And at the time, Jared Burt was the athletic director, and he just asked me, and I talked to my wife about it and thought it'd be a good experience for me, and here we are.
Talk about the overview of the program over those 4 years. And of course, you were conference coach of the year. You did very well this season. How has the program developed?
There's just so many people that are involved. Great coaches. I have my brother Brian helping, Matt and Jeff Onimus, Kirk Kreider. I have great middle school coaches. Just the parents are amazing. I think I have the best kids in the school wrestling, and just super fortunate that everyone's there and is super extremely supportive.
You had a great season. Talk about that. I mean, a co-coach of the year in the conference, did outstanding at the conference meet.
Yeah. One thing I'm really proud of is just the kids and just the team effort. I think there was we didn't obviously win the Donnybrook. We didn't win the Midland tournament, but we won every tournament we were in besides that. And, I mean, it's an incredible group of kids and coaches, and we're like a family. And, it's our second year winning the MAC 2 years in a row. And what's I can't get over is that we're losing two senior wrestlers, varsity wrestlers, and everyone's coming back. So,
how about that? I mean, the numbers must be awfully good out there, Coach.
Yeah, we have 25 high school wrestlers. We have 20 middle school wrestlers. Our JV program is strong. We make sure one thing I'm really proud of is some of our JV wrestlers that got up to 30 matches this year. And one thing we talk about is you're the next one in. So we have to be ready to go. We have 12 freshmen. We have 3 sophomores, 6 juniors. And I mean, we just have some great kids wrestling.
All right. Let's talk to your daughter here a little bit. Greenlee, congratulations. Please tell me about that state tournament, a third place finish. You were dominant throughout. You did have to run into the 3-time state champion, unfortunately. But talk about that run out there in Iowa City.
So my first match, I wrestled the girl I wrestled at regionals, Karen. First round, I think. What did I?
Yeah, she was a real solid wrestler.
Yeah, she was really good. I won. What was it?
13-1. I got your scores right here. Yeah.
Then quarterfinals, I think I got a tech fall in the first. So that was like the end of day one, but day two.
So a tech fall in the first. So did you take her down and then let her go, take her down and let her go?
Yeah.
Kind of cat and mouse sort of thing there?
Yeah.
So then, of course, you win your first two. You got to go to the next day, and mm-hmm. you knew who your opponent was going to be.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts?
I mean, I know it was going to be tough, but just like go out there, wrestle all 3 periods, have fun.
And then, of course, you went on to get third place. Talk about that run to third place.
I mean, yeah, it was upsetting after I lost, but I just knew I had a short-term memory and just go get next best.
Of course, Grell, and I know that's a wrestling family out there in DeWitt. So, mm-hmm. I mean, when did you get indoctrinated to the sport?
I started wrestling my fifth grade, when I was in fifth grade.
And what did you enjoy about it?
I mean, just everything, just working hard, spending time with my family, and getting to spend more time with my dad and brother and sister.
38-2, the record, just as a freshman. So what do you hope to accomplish over these next 3 years?
Hopefully win it the next 3 years.
There you go, be a three-time state champion.
Yeah.
You play tennis as well, and you're very good at that.
Yes.
Seems to me two different sports, or are they?
Yeah, two completely different, which I think is good because, I don't know, they're just not really much similar, but I love them both.
In tennis, do you like singles or do you like doubles?
I mean, I love playing doubles probably more. I had a great tennis partner, Clara LeCon, and it was a lot of fun getting to play with her. She's a senior, so she's graduated, but it's really good, and she's a really good leader as well.
All right. Are there some girls out there now, I suppose you wrestled on the junior level as well, that you know these are your rivals, these are girls you want to go up against all the time?
Who are they?
Who are some of your rivals?
There was a girl last year I wrestled in the state finals, Kate Eggleston. She got third at state at 115. She's probably one of my biggest rivals, I would say, but I don't know, it's probably her mostly.
Is weight an issue at all? I mean, do you have to worry about getting to 110 or no?
I just eat healthy and just watch what I eat, and that's really it.
All right. Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Adam, what about you? I mean, you went to state. In fact, I had you on the program when you were in high school. Coach Kreider brought you in. Was weight an issue with you when you were in high school, Adam?
Yeah. I mean, it's a little different. One thing that we really are really strict on with the girls is their diets, and we make sure they get enough calories and drink a lot of water, and it can be tough, but the one thing about our program is the girls are super disciplined, so it works out.
Well, that was great. Appreciate you both coming in. Congratulations
on
a great year. Back with more on the River City Sports Review. Kern Foster, their firm provides outstanding service to their clients because of their dedication to the three underlying principles of professionalism, responsiveness, and quality. At Winkle Parker and Foster of Clinton, they provide financial planning, tax services for business and individuals, accounting services, and QuickBooks services. Winkle Parker and Foster, certified public accountants and consultants. They are located at 1301 19th Avenue Northwest, just off the Mill Creek Parkway in Clinton.
Doesn't it feel like the older we get, the quicker time goes by? Packing lunches for our kids turns into seeing them off to college or moving out on their own and watching their lives journey. An empty nest provides us time to reflect and plan. Hi, I'm Tina Lemke, owner of Lemke Funeral Homes. I would be honored to meet with you and discuss your end-of-life wishes. A pre-planned funeral eliminates the financial burden on your family and ensures your final wishes are carried out in a professional and dignified manner. Contact Lemke Funeral Homes, 242-2626.
Hey, Clinton. Winter is here. At Tandem Tire, we've been keeping drivers safe for over 40 years. And this season, we've got you covered. From snow tires and tire rotations, battery checks, brake inspections, and full-service oil changes, we'll make sure your vehicle is winter ready. Plus, take advantage of special manufacturer rebates on select tires going on right now. Stop in today at Tandem Tire. Call us or book online. And drive into winter with confidence. At Tandem Tire, we know tires, we know service. Most importantly, we know you.
Welcome back to Rastrelli's. A great program of girls wrestling, and we're going to wrap it up in girls wrestling with Dylan Schneeberg, who brought along Liv Lonergan, state qualifier. Dylan, fourth year, we just got done talking with Adam. I asked you during the break, a rivalry between the two Clinton County schools?
It's fun competing against those guys. You know, they're coached well. Adam does a great job, and you know, every time we get together with them, it's a packed gym, and it's a fun night for sure.
And, again, the fourth year, so, I mean, you've seen these girls, maybe a girl or two all the way through the program, freshman to senior?
Yeah, there's Akima McClendon. I've had her since seventh grade, so it's pretty surreal watching her go through the whole program, and just neat seeing her evolution as a wrestler, which was really neat, so...
And it seems like when you took over the program, started the program, things kind of progressed fairly well for you. So I would imagine you're happy with the way things are going.
Yeah, we're trending in the right direction. I mean, we've done a lot of work getting younger girls in, getting them in the off season, but putting together a program with a little kid speeder program now in the River Queen Wrestling Academy has been helpful. And we're just trying to keep the girls in the room and keep them active.
Okay, well, let's talk to Liv here real quick. Liv, how did you get started in wrestling?
Coach Spittler recruited me from 7th grade science class because I was playing basketball, and he was like, dang, I think you're a pretty aggressive player. I think you should try wrestling. I was like, you know what, maybe I'll give it a shot. And I just fell in love with it.
So you fell in love with it. What do you enjoy about the sport?
Just kind of everything I couldn't get from basketball. Like, I'd foul people in basketball and get in trouble. And wrestling is basically just a bunch of fouls in a row, and I don't get in trouble. So
I know you put in a lot of work talking to your grandfather, Lenny Y. He always fills me in on how you're doing. You put in a lot of work outside of what you do in the high school. Talk about that.
I go to a club down in Bettendorf every Monday, Sunday, and sometimes Wednesday. And then in the off season, I competed at Fargo, and I just do a bunch of freestyle kind of tournaments outside of the season.
So how did you happen upon these opportunities to get better at wrestling?
I knew some people who had wrestled, some of my guy friends, and they went to club and they recommended it. And I just went to all the open mats in the summer, and just I weightlift all the time. So
quite a commitment. How has it improved you as a wrestler doing this?
I don't know. I think when you don't wrestle in the off season, you kind of just you get rusty and you just forget what you know. And I think I learn extra and I stay in shape and I get to make friends with girls from other schools, and it's fun.
So how have you progressed for the high school from freshman to your sophomore year, a state qualifier this year?
I think last year I didn't really have a lot of technique. I was just super, not necessarily messy, but just kind of aggressive, and I'd go for a bunch of big moves, and then I'd end up getting caught in bad positions. Yeah. It just didn't work out all the time for me.
And what do you hope to do in the next couple of years now? It looks like you're committed to the sport.
I am. I don't know. I think definitely place at state, hopefully be a state champion, and then just keep working.
Tall girl, big girl, yeah. You wrestle at 170 pounds. Is that a tough weight for you, or?
Not really. I think I kind of have an advantage on the girls I wrestle because I'm pretty tall, but I'm also pretty lean, like more lean than the girls I'm wrestling. So I'm kind of faster and more strong than they are. So.
All right. So talk a little bit about your state experience. What was that like?
It was pretty fun. I think it would have been more fun if I would have won more, obviously, but it was a great learning opportunity, and it really shined some light on what I need to get better at. And
I know, like, you know, for the boys, you get in that weight area in the 140s to the 170s. That's where you find your really good athletes, it seems like. What about the girls at 170?
They're not the most athletic bunch I've seen, typically, but, yeah, they're strong.
Okay. Liv, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So where are the athletic wrestling weights for girls, Coach?
Oh, geez. Again, I think it's 110 to that 170. You know, that's a big gap, but it's progressing so fast, and these girls are getting so much better at a fast rate. So, I mean, there's not really a weak weight class, you know, to be honest.
So a great experience for her to get out to the Extreme Arena. Talk a little bit about girls wrestling in the state of Iowa. What would you like to see change? How are things going? Are you happy or what?
Well, I think it's changed dramatically in 4 years. I mean, in the first few years, it was, you know, a lot of basic wrestling. And then now you're just seeing girls with so much talent, so much technique that we haven't seen before. I think what I would really like to see, though, is the conference needs to kind of lead the way with a dual schedule. You know, so because it's hard for parents to come on a Wednesday night for a tournament, and they don't really necessarily know what's going on, you know, and it's hard to follow for new fans. So I'd like to see that for sure.
Yeah, I can see where scheduling has been an issue so far here.
Yeah, and I threw out the idea. I said, listen, if basketball can have a doubleheader, boys, girls, I think we could pull that off with us and the boys. I think that'd bring a lot of people. I think people would love that.
You got two spotlights?
No. We'll work on that.
Okay, very good. Liv, congratulations. Dylan, thanks so much for your time. Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Hey, what did you do over the weekend?
I had to spend it cleaning out the garage, and now I have a truckload of junk to get rid of.
So what are you going
to
do with it?
Well, I would like to give it to someone else, but it's nothing anyone would want.
Sounds like you need to take a trip to the Clinton County Area Solid Waste Agency. They have a place for garbage, tires, household hazardous waste, electronics, recycling, and appliances.
So where do I find this place?
They're located at 4292 220th Street on the Elvira Road in rural Clinton.
Hey, thanks for the information.
No problem. Maybe next weekend you can join us for the game instead of cleaning out the garage.
I cannot tell a lie.
That's right, Abe. It's no lie. You'll find great savings during the President's Day sale at Clover Hills Appliance and Mattress Center. Save on GE appliances, Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattresses, Speed Queen washers and dryers, and the largest selection of recliners and lift chairs in the area. Shop the President's Day sale at Clover Hills Appliance and Mattress Center in Clinton and Sterling. With better prices and better service than the big box stores, you can't go wrong.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Call 563-242-5432 to see Tim Hartsock, James Nye, and Jess Hartsock at Corvenz Insurance.
Well, I was so happy to see Barry Schrader show up. You said you had a conference call? What was going on?
Yeah, we had a Zoom meeting tonight for the coaches of the kids that qualified for the state meet coming up this weekend.
Okay, so yeah, it is the state meet, and Cameron Zimmer, young man from Central DeWitt, how'd he end up swimming for Clinton High?
I think he's got an older brother that swam, and Clinton has an agreement with DeWitt and Principe and Comanche. Since they don't have swim programs, those schools all come swim for Clinton High, so we're lucky to have gotten him.
Before we talk about him, talk about the first season as head coach of the boys. How'd it go for you?
It was a really good season. I learned a lot. I have a number of things that I'll try to do differently next year, but overall we swam really well. We improved a lot, and our numbers were up, so that's good. And I think it bodes well for the future.
Talk about your role as the head coach as being a recruiter to get people into your sport.
Yeah, I think that's one of the big things that you have to do. You have to make it fun for the guys that are there so that they can kind of do the recruiting for you. It's a little bit tougher for me since I'm not at the high school. I'm not a teacher. So I got to have the guys that do swim for me, you know, do the recruiting for me.
And how were the numbers? You said they were good.
Yeah, we were up to 17 this year. I think I was the assistant last year, and I think we ended the season with 10 or 11. So, you know, we were up half a dozen guys, so that's a good start.
Talking to Coach Luters on the wrestling side, he had so many kids who had never even wrestled before. Do you run into that, somebody who comes to the pool, they really not much of a swimmer?
Yeah, yep, I did. This year in particular, I had one guy who was really nervous the first practice, and I asked him if I was going to have to jump in and save him, and he said, probably not. So we started him out in the warm-up pool so he could touch, but by the end of the year, he was doing 100 freeze, and I think he had a lot of fun, and he's already talking about next year. So
talk about developing the skills of a swimmer. You know, first of all, breathing is so important.
Yeah, that's probably one of the toughest things to teach them, because everyone wants to pick their head up out of the water, and that just slows you down. Your feet sink, you start sinking. So that's one of the biggest things that we have to work on. And it's tough. Some of the guys have a hard time getting it, and so we work on it constantly.
And I would imagine the flip, there's another fundamental thing.
Yeah, yep. Learning turns is a new one for a lot of these guys. And the flip turn in particular for freestyle and backstroke is a little daunting for them at first. They're worried about hitting their head on the pool or on the side of the pool or going down too far in the water and hitting their head on the bottom. But we got a few drills that we use to teach them that stuff.
I would think, though, I mean, if you learn to do that properly, oh, my goodness, that's going to cut so much time off.
Absolutely. It's the people we'll see at the state meet this weekend who are swimming the fastest are the ones that have the best starts, the best turns, the best underwater kicks. you know, you can be able to swim really fast, but if you don't have those details down, you're going to have a hard time keeping up.
You know, just listening to it, it seems to me swimming is it's a technique sport almost.
It really is. One of the biggest things I try to preach to these guys is their efficiency with their strokes. You can have really fast arm movement, but if you're not pulling yourself through the water, you're just wearing yourself out and you're not going fast. So we try to get them to be as efficient as possible. And the ones that are efficient are the ones that swim the fastest.
So you're taking a young man out to state. You're excited about that?
Yeah, really exciting. We weren't sure what districts was going to look like. We weren't sure if we were going to get anyone qualified for the state meet, but we had an awesome taper. He swam a great race in the 100 fly, and he got in. So we're really excited.
How did some of, I mean, were you knocking on the door to some other state qualifiers at all, Barry?
I think we were relatively close in a couple of the relays. Our individual events, we weren't really that close. I wish the boys had 32 relay qualifiers like the girls do. The boys only take 24. If the boys took 32 like the girls do, I think we may have had two relays get in, but it is what it is. We got one state qualifier. Hopefully that leads to more in the future since he's only a sophomore.
Only a sophomore, and he gets to swim the preliminaries. How many advance to the finals?
Top 16 will advance to Saturday, so they'll have a final heat and a consolation final heat.
Okay, so 32, got to get down to that top 16.
Correct.
Where's he seated at right now?
He's seated 30th right now.
Okay.
But there's a lot of people in between where he's at and the 16th place, and there's not a lot of time difference there. So I won't say it's impossible for him to qualify for the finals. He's going to have to swim another really, really good race, so we'll see what happens on Friday.
You talked about you had some good tapers, so I would imagine that's done with. I mean, I would imagine some wrestlers taper for state, some wrestlers taper to get to state.
Yeah, so our team all tapered for districts.
Right.
Because we weren't, you know, it's really nice if you know that if you go out and swim a decent race and not fully rested and you can qualify for state. We're not there yet.
Yeah.
Hopefully we will be in the future. So we spent this week kind of trying to hang on to that taper and hopefully have a good race on Friday.
Again, thanks so much for stopping in. Best of luck to you and your young man out there.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it.
All right. Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Every home has a story. The first key, the first night, the place where life happens. When you're ready to buy, build, or refinance, you deserve a lender who understands what home really means. At Clinton National Bank, our local real estate lenders take the time to listen, explain, and help you move forward with confidence. Because this isn't just a loan, it's your home. Visit us online at www.clintonnational.com or stop by one of our locations today. We're an equal housing lender.
See RHA Service of Clinton for an energy-efficient train system that delivers cooling, heating, and beyond. So when your head hits the pillow, no matter the season, the conditions in your home will be perfect, and you won't have to worry about high energy costs. Your train dealer, RHA Service, knows that your cooling and heating bills shouldn't prevent a good night's sleep, no matter the season. Count on RHA Service, 524 3rd Avenue South, Clinton. Phone them at 242-4563. It's hard to stop a train.
Porter's Convenience Store on Clinton's Lincoln Way, where they feature top-quality Phillips 66 propane gasoline. Get more for your money with Phillips 66 fuel. Start your day with their signature coffee and a breakfast item. Porter's is featuring their soup of the day to go along with their famous Porter Burger. For your snack, beverage, and fishing bait, it is Porter's Convenience Store, 1512 Lincoln Way, Clinton. See them for Phillips 66 propane gasoline and K1 kerosene. Well, Bill Meshevitz is still over in Abu Dhabi, so we're going to wrap things up with Kathy Barks. Kathy, congratulations, 91 points. You sent me an email earlier in the day, and you said, we want to score 80. And I thought, well, you know, the first time we played Muscatine, we only got 53.
Correct.
So what was the difference?
Well, number one, they were lacking their point guard. Number 11 wasn't in the gym, and I don't know why. And I told the girls, I sat down with the first five, and I said, I'm going to give you guys an opportunity, but you're going to have to do it in quarters one, two, and three. The clock's going to run. You guys are going to score a lot of points. You're going to score on defense. You're going to be defensive and score. But I'm not going to give you till the fourth quarter. I have to get everybody in the fourth quarter. So you have three quarters to get it done. And I could have pulled him in the third quarter because I think we were at like 77 or something. And I was like, I want this group to get it because they worked hard. I mean, we had 58 in the first half.
Yeah.
I mean, they worked hard. They worked hard. And so they knew the assignment and they went after it. And I was super proud of them and they were really happy. And then with that came a lot of other records that were able to fall last night.
Oh, my goodness. It was just like watching dominoes.
Yeah.
They continued to fall.
Yeah.
You know, I do want to talk about, you talked about defense, and that, to me, so often defense always turns into offense.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And this year we have the speed. We have the smarts up front. They have the desire. You have to have a desire to play defense. It's not something that some people want to do because it's not always so flashy and fun. Because you're always reacting, and then if you want to score a lot of points, we're able to put on a pretty good defense right now, and score off of that.
Got to talk about Jay Liana.
Yep.
I mean, was that the head coach?
No, her recruiting coach.
Okay,
was in the building last night. Erica McFall.
You know, having a visit with Jay Liana, I know she's been around college coaches,
mm-hmm.
watching her for some time,
mm-hmm.
now. So
mm-hmm.
I would have, there was probably no nerves or no.
I was impressed with her. I'm impressed with her. Just there's a lot of times where I'm now starting to be able to see if there's a little chink in the armor. I can see, oh, okay, let's pull her out and let her breathe. But she is pretty stoic. And I remember when my coach came and watched me, I was nervous. I was a Newman Catholic. I know exactly where I was. And so I was really proud of her that she just took that team and the team rallied around her and were able to have a good game.
And the numbers that this young lady is putting up, 490 points.
Yep.
Better than 90% from the free throw line.
Yep. She's now the career three-point shooter.
Yeah.
She took over Megan Gandrup. Megan, and this is only her first year there.
Yep.
I did, Gary. I have now on my sheet, I've pulled the Bettendorf stats. Because I looked at the state, the 5-on-5 state records now, and I do see that there are some kids that do have two schools there. So I was like, oh, I gotta get the Bettendorf. You know, so now I got this running total. So you know, I've kind of gone to Kevin Bear, AD, like, is it 1,000 points as a River Queen or is it 1,000 points as a high school player? You know, those are the things looking forward.
Yeah,
what we're gonna do. But I have a column of. The top scorers of the game, of each game. And so she's got 37 points, 36, 35, 34. I mean, she's just almost, she's going to have every number pretty soon.
Has she gone over 35 times this year or six?
She's at 37.
Okay. I mean, no.
Oh,
how many
times
has she scored over 30 points in a game?
Oh,
Four games, five
that part
games?
I don't know.
I think it's at least five or six.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think she's doubled up there. I think 32 is twice now. Yeah, it's What I'm really proud of the team is that they've come along.
Yeah,
we had a little hiccup, but we were able to come along and we're peaking right when we want to be peaking.
Boy, you take a look at where you're at right now in the season. You got one regular season game. The pairings will come out tomorrow. We'll know when game time rolls around,
mm-hmm.
and possibility of a bye and maybe a home game.
Yeah, we're sitting at 15 again. I just saw the our ranking. I really think that we will host first round. That's my gut. That was my gut saying. If we would have been able to get off of the 15th spot, I think we would have been able to have a bye that first round. But the girls are already starting to watch other teams. They've already watched Independence. They're just kind of came in with their little scouting report. So they're getting excited.
But
we have business to take
care
of. It's
always interesting because you never really know where you're going to end up.
I know. We've looked at what Jeff Linders put out in the Cedar Rapids Gazette twice now, and I just kind of like stopped. I'll just wait till the 12th. Wait till tomorrow and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's been an outstanding year. I was talking to Jason McEwen last week, and he said, you know, it's been kind of an up-and-down year. He goes, this mm-hmm. team can be with the best, and mm-hmm. we can be in the middle.
Yes, right. And isn't that how basketball goes? And I'm just hoping that we're trending up right now, and we can just kind of use yesterday as a platform. Because, it's you know, one day today was all about Assumption, getting ready for Assumption. I mean, they have to turn around. They play Comanche on Saturday, so they already know their pairing because they're a 3A school. And so... yeah, maybe they'll overlook us a little bit getting ready for Comanche. I don't know.
Talk a little bit about the second time with Assumption. What happened that first game?
We were flat. I remember at the end of that game, I was so mad. I could spit. But we were flat. We had a lot of internal stuff going on the team, and we have gotten past that. And so I'm looking forward to playing a couple new defenses that we've been working on. We were able to debut it last night, and I liked what I saw. And today, Coach McEwen went through all the offenses. So we have a lot to choose from tomorrow. This is our last goose egg. We have not beaten Assumption. We're 0-33.
Okay,
the last one. So Bettendorf, we started the season with a goose egg. TV was a goose egg. So this is the last one. So there's also that. I mean, I kind of put that in front of the girls. Like, we are 0-33 against Assumption since 2006. Let's go.
Okay, well, we're going to be doing. It's going to be kind of an unusual evening because we've had girl-boy doubleheaders before.
Yes.
Well, we're playing Assumption on the girls' side,
yes.
And then the Maquoketa boys come in to play the River Kings.
Yes, I had to make sure everyone. It's not a mistake. Maquoketa boys are coming in after us. So yeah.
And just one final question: what have you been able to do so much more with this team? I mean, Allie has progressed from her freshman year. Corinne Sattler has progressed as an athlete. And of course, with the addition of Jay Liana.
Yeah, I mean, we just put in a new zone defense that is something that I played in college, like a matchup. I mean, I've never been able to even think about this. I mean, you know, our full court defense. We haven't been able to have a full court zone. We got three of them.
Yeah.
We've always been like, oh, pick them up, baby. Okay, come back. You know. So there's a lot more basketball. And there's a lot of basketball knowledge than we've had in the past.
And practices have got to be so much different.
They are. We're very intense. And we have our own gym now. So the JV, they have their own gym, and they have their own coaches. And so it's so much different to just have varsity players the whole practice. It really has upped our game.
All right. Very good. Well, we will see you tomorrow evening at the Your Gym, and hopefully that first-round game at tournament time as well, Coach.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Back to wrap things up right after this.
At Pape Funeral Home of Clinton, the decisions are much easier now. You can protect your family, plus gain peace of mind by pre-planning arrangements with Pape staff now. Pape Funeral Home can tailor a plan for each family, including budget payment terms, too, if desired. Phone 242-3344 for more information and to schedule a meeting. That's 242-3344. Pape Funeral Home and Cremation Service, 2308 Pershing in Clinton, three generations of family service for your family. At Nelson Corps, giving back matters. Each month, they spotlight a local nonprofit through their Charity of the Month program, supporting organizations that strengthen our communities. The Charity of the Month in February is the Women's Club of Clinton. Nelson Corps has offices in Clinton and Davenport. Visit their website at nelsoncorps.com. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Nelson Corps Wealth Management are not affiliated.
Hi, it's Sarah at Classic Body Works, Clinton's go-to full-service auto body shop. We've been family-owned and operated for 40 years. Our state-of-the-art facility and certified technicians can repair all makes and models. From potholes to parking lot mishaps, we don't only restore your vehicle, but we also restore your peace of mind. Stop in today for a free collision estimate or call to schedule a wheel alignment or oil change, 563-243-2688. Again, that's 563-243-2688.
We're about to wrap up the 40th season of our River City Sports Review. We'll have our next one on Monday, May 18th, as we always do, just prior to the state track and field championships. And then, of course, we'll be back in late August for season number 41, and we'll be here at Rastrelli's, of course. Our thanks to Mike Rastrelli and his staff. What a great job they do of hosting the program. Well, coming up on KROS tomorrow, we've got that girl-boy doubleheader again, the Queens play Assumption. The Kings will be taking on Maquoketa. We'll travel with the Kings down to Davenport Assumption on Friday. Saturday, we'll have the Iowa men. They host Purdue. That'll be a 3 o'clock pregame. And then on Monday, we'll have the Iowa women. They play host to Washington. That'll be a 6 p.m. pregame. Again, always our thanks to the coaches and athletes taking time to visit during their season to visit with us. And again, once more, our next River City Sports Review will come to you the Monday before that three-day co-ed four class, co-ed state championships in track and field at the Blue Oval in Des Moines. KROS Sports, produced by Paul Dymkowski. Gary Detterman, thanking you for listening. Good evening, everyone.
is tonight's KROS River City Sports Review Show, live from Rastrelli's, 238 Main Avenue. Join us next week as KROS Sports Director Gary Dunnerman interviews local coaches and student-athletes about their sports programs, what happened in last week's game, and what's up next for their teams. The River City Sports Review is brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union, with 7 convenient locations to serve you. The River City Sports Review has been a KROS Sports Review.